over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane. And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy serenading the moon. Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there? I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Indie 101.5, welcome to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. We're back. Another week, another day, another dollar, another hour of great music and fun and comedy and interviews and everything that we do here on the show. I'm so glad you could join us for another week. I'm happy to be back here. We've got a lot of great music and artists this week. We have some new music as well from out this time in Alberta. We talk about Deanne Matley and her new release later in the hour. We have our comedy as per usual. We have some interviews as well, some historical interviews. And we're just kind of having a good time today. I think it's going to be a relaxing day. Can you believe that today is April 13th? Though half of the month is nearly gone. In 2 days, it'll be the 15th, and we're officially halfway through April. It's crazy how fast the month has gone. It's simply nuts to me. I always say that the first half of the year always goes by faster, and I don't know why. I find the second year is really busy because you have Thanksgiving and you have Easter, and then, or not Easter. I'm all confused here. Of course, Easter is soon, but in the second half, you got Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, and I guess Labor Day as well. Just like, I don't know, school starts again, so that's always busy. But I don't know what it is. The first half of the year, I find, for myself at least, always goes by so quickly, despite the fact that not much is really going on. I mean, you get Easter, and then I guess there's May 2 for, but they're generally, I guess they're kind of a month apart this year, but usually they're pretty spread out, and it's not like much really happens. You got Family Day in February, I guess, but I don't know. I guess it's just the change in weather. The days are longer, but yet it goes by so much faster. So just make sure that you're taking some time this week or next week just to really enjoy yourself. Relax, unwind, soak it in. Soak in life. Just take a big breath.
And don't let it out. You gotta keep it in there.
And that's what it's all about. You do the hokey pokey, and you're good to go. So without further ado, let's get this show started. We're going to start off with some George Shearing, but first, Margaret Whiting with Make Someone Happy here on Indie 101.5.
Make someone happy. Make just one someone happy. Make just one heart the heart you sing to. One smile that cheers you, one face that lights when it nears you, one man you're everything to. Fame, if you win it, comes and goes in a minute. Where's the real stuff in life to cling to? The answer, someone to love is the answer. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too. Once you found him, build your world around him. Make someone happy, make just one someone happy, and you will be happy too.
Thank you.
Indie 1015. I am Johnny Athens. That was George Shearing with I Didn't Know What Time It Was. Before that, Margaret Whiting with Make Someone Happy. And I mentioned at the beginning Deanne Matley, who is releasing a brand new album. She started her music career over 10 years ago, and this new album coming out April 22nd, The Alberta Lounge, is very special and dear to her. The Alberta Lounge is the club where Canadian jazz legend Oscar Peterson was first discovered in Montreal, and Alberta is the province where Deanne Matley grew up and started her career those successful and vibrant 10 years ago. It's inspired by the Canadian jazz great, of course, and it features two tunes that she wrote herself. One, The Alberta Lounge, the title track, as well as If You Were Here Today. The album features pianist Tori Butler, as well as Paul Schroffel. Steve Regal plays guitar, Morgan Moore on the bass, and Richard Irwin on the drums. A lot of the music on the album takes inspiration from Peterson and his work with some others, such as Elvis Costello. A lot of the album's repertoire was chosen from Peterson's very own vast recorded catalog, including Lionel Hampton and Jerry Jones's Je Ne Sais Pas, for which Matley had the utmost honor of writing original French lyrics, which she sings and croons ever so vibrantly and with such passion and vigoration. For this project, Matley actually recruited some of Montreal's premier jazz talent, as I mentioned, and I think that adds to the element of the Alberta Lounge. Not only is she singing this song, but it's backed by these people, it's inspired by this artist, all that are inexplicably tied to not only the Alberta Lounge itself, but then Alberta. She's Albertan, she's from Alberta, so it holds a very special place in multiple different ways. It has levels to the album. And throughout it, she's shining as a first-rate vocal stylist. It's a wonderful little anniversary album dedicated to all Canadians. To quote Oscar, people are Canada's greatest resource, as I know that Deanne has mentioned before. So the inspiration's there, the passion is there. It's so beautifully and wonderfully put together. A lot of thought was into this music, and you can tell. I mean, she had the chance to write lyrics, as I mentioned, to Je Ne Sais Pas, and as well as she wrote the two tracks on the album. The title one, The Alberta Lounge, we'll have for you right now here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So take a listen and see if you feel a bit like going back, and if you were sitting there with Oscar Peterson, what a time that would have been. Indie 1015.
There was a club on Osborne Street, and they called it the Alberta Lounge. It's where the cats all like to meet, and where all the best jazz was found. There was class and sidecars, cigarettes and big cigars. And when the band started playing, Oscar lit up Montreal. You can take it to the limit, you become talk of the town. Then you soar to new horizons when you play the Alberta Lounge. You can shout on every chorus, you embrace that big band sound. Then you're master of swing forever when you play the Alberta Lounge. started playing. Oscar lit up Montreal. You can take it to the limit, become talk of the town. Then you soar to new horizons when you play the Alberta Lounge. Yeah, but
Indie 1015, welcome back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. I hope you enjoyed that fresh new song by Deanne Matley, the Alberta Lounge original, written by her, put together on her brand new album that will be coming out, appropriately titled The Alberta Lounge, that will be coming out April 22nd, so just a couple weeks away. And that was followed by Yves Lavelle with L'Echelle du Temps, which is also from his new album that I believe just came out, actually. That was another great piece of work coming out of Montreal there, or inspired by parts of Montreal, much like the Alberta Lounge was with Deanne Matley. We went over that. Anyhow, I now take you over to the comedy portion of our program, this week featuring Bob Newhart, not only a regular on The Dean Martin Show, good friend of Don Rickles, but a celebrity in his own right. His albums have won Grammys, he's hit records in sales, and he's had three smash hit shows in the past, I think. He's a guy who knows what he's doing. He knows comedy, he knows his place in comedy, and he knows how to do it so well. He's a real talent, a real treat, and that's why I think he fits in so well with the show. We have nothing but the best. I try to give you top quality music, entertainment, and really fresh, interesting things. Like what he says in this monologue, it might be a few years old now, but it's, I think, still relatable. It's still funny. It still could be written and presented today. That's just the power of Bob Newhart and the kind of work he does, and that's just kind of what we do here at Indie 1015. It's just the style we strive for on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. So without further ado, here is Bob Newhart.
Thank you, Tommy and Dick. There are more planes in the air today than ever before in the history of aviation, and our airports are overcrowded, and it's just about impossible to control all of that air traffic. Now, I don't know if you've ever been in an airport control tower, but at every busy airport, there's one guy, and his job is to keep track of everything, and he is called the traffic control officer. He has a radar screen in front of him, and he wears a headset like this. Oh, okay, all right, United 209. Yeah, we have radar contact. You're looking very good. Pan American 715. You haven't seen United 209 up there anywhere, have you? It's a big plane. It's one of those four engine jobs. It's got United on the side. You can't miss it. Well, if you see him, would you tell him to call in? Yeah, 715, we're pretty jammed up here. I'm going to have to put you in the holding pattern. How's your visibility? Yeah, look off to your left about 3 miles over San Bernardino. Yeah, do you see all the planes?
Yeah, just take a place anywhere there. You can find some. We'll call you back as soon as we have an opening. No, don't call us. We'll call you. Okay, you guys on the ground, who wants to go up? Wait a minute. Not all at once, guys. Which one of you guys has ever been up before? Which one of the two of you has an open runway in front of them? Brand of 26. Okay, straight up, you pull up at the ocean, turn right again, and then straight ahead to Salt Lake City. No, you can't miss it. It's got a big tabernacle. 7:15, I got to have an unidentified blip here. A blip? Yeah, listen, could you identify yourself? A Piper Cub. This is International Airport. We're sort of busy, you know. Why don't you try one of the local fields? Because your wife is meeting you here. Huh? Where are you exactly, Piper? The Texaco station at Hollywood and Western. All right, straight out the door and look to your right. You see the big hamburger sign? Yeah, take off over that. Now, you can't miss us. We're the first international airport on your right. Yeah, we'll leave the lights on. Don't worry. Miami 209. Yeah, you're a little off course. Could you speak a little slower? Who is this anyway? No. Just a passenger. Huh? Could you let me speak to someone in charge? You are. Where's the pilot? How about the stewardess? They are. You ever landed a big plane like this before? No, it's easy. You just disengage your automatic pilot. It's a lever over your head to the right. Not all the way to the right. You already pull it. I don't know how to tell you this. You just emptied the washrooms. Piper, could you hold on? I have an emergency call. Yeah, Pan Am, what is it? Yeah, that was 209 from Miami. He's a new boy. It won't happen again, I guarantee it. Right in the fan jet, huh? How about your wipers? Are they still working? Why don't you just tell the passengers it was a giant eagle? Okay, 209, I'm going to talk you down. You see the little Piper Cub in front of you? Yeah, just follow the little fella on down. Yeah, Piper? Look, I don't want you to get excited, but as soon as you touch down, you keep moving, right? And promise me one thing. Don't look behind you, okay? Okay, guys, you can take it from here. I'm going on my lunch break. Bye.
Indie 115, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. That was A Bit of Comedy with Bob Newhart, followed by Sandy Lands by Kit Downs, then Greg Amaralt with Uninvited, and then finally Blue Note 7 with Little B's Poem. From their most recent album, the Blue Note 7, it was a really great work with a lot of celebrations about the work that they've done in the past. Mosaic is the album by the Blue Note 7. Otherwise, that is the end of the program for this week. I thank you so much for tuning in and for listening. And for those who didn't listen, well, it's the thought that counts. And before we end off the hour, we have a couple more songs for you here. We have Pete Calandra with Neptune Beach, his new single that just came out in February, I believe it was. And then before that, we have Bunny Berrigan and Gail Reese with Gee, But It's Great to Meet a Friend. And I hope I can say that's what I've done today. It's a pleasure doing the show with you every week. And that is every week, 6 to 7 p.m., Indie 101.5.
is CIOI,
Hamilton's home for alternative.
Indy 101.5 FM.
Stop.